Dr. Secretary in Office note on patient Carolyn Manning, M-A-N-N-I-N-G, Carolyn, C-A-R-O-L-Y-N. Date of birth is 8-18-1951. Date of service 10-15-2024. Per paragraph, the patient is 73-year-old African American female. Who is referred to see me by Dr. Yusuf for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension since 1986, next, chronic atrial fibrillation on Eliquis, next, history of congestive heart failure, next, history of GERD, next, vitamin D deficiency, next, gallstones, next, history of colitis in the past. Per paragraph, past surgical history includes hysterectomy and left shoulder surgery. Per paragraph, allergies and non-on-drug allergies. Per paragraph, social history. The patient is married with 3 adult children, no smoking, social alcohol use, no drug use. She is a retired clerk. Family history: father with aneurysm, mother died from Alzheimer's, and she had hypertension. Brother is has diabetes mellitus type 2. Period paragraph review of systems reveals occasional headaches, no chest pain, no NSAID use, no occasional shortness of breath, and dyspnea on exertion mainly have a block, no cough, no heartburn, no nausea or vomiting, no abdominal pain, occasional diarrhea, no melena nocturia, 2 to 4 times at night, no straining upon urination, no urinary incontinence. She does report stool incontinence at times, however, leg swelling positive, or other systems of use and are negative. Immunization, she received 3 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Period paragraph. Current medications are reviewed and include amlodipine, apixaban, carvedilol, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, furosemide, omeprazole, pravastatin, spironolactone, and valsartan. On physical exam, general appearance, non-acute distress, vital signs, she weighs 287 pounds, blood pressure 135 over 89, heart rate 51, temperature is 98.1, oxygen saturation is 98%. On room air, HNT, pupils around the exocolite and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular veins extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no dapier paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm, no muscleness 2, no murmurs heard. Correction. She has a systolic ejection murmur 2 over 6 that could be heard. No friction observed. Lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or wheezes heard. Abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no ganglion bound or rigidity extremities. Just 2 to 3 plus speeding in the middle lower extremities bilaterally. Per paragraph. Investigations available to me to the following. Hemoglobin 13.6, white count 6.5, platelet count 227. BUN 21, creatinine 1.48, estimated GFR 37 milliliter per minute, potassium 4.3, total CO2 26, albumin 4.3, vitamin D level 19, pure paragraph, assessment and plan, non-chronic kidney disease stage 3B, patient has multiple risk factors for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension, congestive heart failure, and obesity. We are going to do a full renal workup, including imaging study, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Next, diagnosis, congestive heart failure with fluid retention. Patient may need more intensification of her diuretic therapy. Next, diagnosis, leg edema may be related partly to amlodipine as well. May consider to change that medication to a different medication. Peer paragraph next. GERD continue. Omeprazole next. Vitamin D deficiency continue. Vitamin D supplementation. Next, chronic atrial fibrillation. Rate controlled on Eliquis. Peer paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Yusuf, for allowing me to participate in the patient's care. I will see you back in around 2 to 3 weeks. I'll keep you updated on her progress. This is Dr. Adnan Yusuf. Please go back to a physical exam and do one correction on the heart. Irregular heart rate instead of regular. Irregularly irregular heart rate. People are going to the end. This is an invitation and report. Thanks.